What's Radio Zoom?
I don't know, but does he make any money off of this? That's stupid.
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom. Tuesday, May 10th, 2005. Another edition of Radio Zoom rolling out to you, this time from my home base. Yes, my bedroom in my apartment. It's Tuesday morning. Doing this before I head into work. Thought I'd kind of get this put together and then I'll head down into the station and go do my thing. But then also they'll give me the chance to, we have a much faster connection, so it's a lot easier to upload it from there. So, you know, it's kind of nice when you can take advantage of a nice wide open bandwidth that they have down there. Coming up on today's episode, just a few things to share with you. Went and saw The Killers last night over in Davenport. That was an excellent, excellent show. As you can kind of tell, my voice is still a little raspy, a little deep, because I woke up not long ago. And then just a few other things, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and kick it right off with some music from my good friends. They're known as Troubled Hubble. You know I've heard talked about them before, and I've got more to tell you about them soon. But right now, 14,000 things to be happy about on Radio Zoom.
Tell your mom that you're not coming home tonight. And you've got your youth, your will, and you're willing to fight. And no conscience could keep your heart in one piece. There's passion to be found, there's stress, there's release. So into the open air you soak it all in, and live your life like the world owes you something more than what you have. Like a one-way ticket or any free ride, a brand new box to put your head inside, or a neat new monument with your name etched in, a home to call your own, new problem free, willingly withdraw from certainty and lack of sleep on the pure and peaceful path of stupidity. And growing gets hard, and waiting gets old to you. And I know that feeling's no fun. It feels like you're out, down and done too. But oh, grow up. When will you ever learn? When will you learn that candle in the window is gonna be the reason your whole house burns? And the money, it's a carrot on a string. There's a horse standing over a black hole basement after losing everything but your car. You know it, it runs like a dream, and your hair and skin are so fucking clean, and everyone looks at you like you're an angel or something. But we'll take the fake happy over knowing what's wrong, and we'll give you the stuff that you need to belong, and hope that's what you need. By a small chance, a quick and heavy dose of acceptance, and grow.
14,000 Things to Be Happy About by the band Troubled Hubble out of Chicago. You can find out more about them at TroubledHubble.com. And as I said, I had a few things to tell you a little bit about them. And, that song came off their EP, A Happy Day Went Off the Cliff. But, I'm not really sure, and I don't really want to mess up any of the recording going on here, but new album, Making Beds in a Burning House, will be in stores on May 15th, I do believe, but I think you can order it online right now. And what's it say right here on the website? Making Beds in a Burning House can now be ordered on our online store. You'll be able to get it first before it'll be in stores. Not to mention you can get the disc and the Making Beds t-shirt for only $15. And so you can check them out. Looks like they've got a release show coming up in Batavia, Illinois. And then they got a string of dates around the Midwest. But then also coming up, there looks like they're heading down into the Southeast. May 20th, they're going to be in Iowa City at Gabe's. So I plan on seeing those guys. They'll be with the Bent Scepters, which is some of the guys I actually saw last Friday on the Friday morning show that we do. They're in the band The Bent Scepters, so it'll be good to see them, and then also good to see the boys on the 20th. They also got some different dates coming up. Athens, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Ohio, Charlotte, North Carolina, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, a couple dates in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Atlanta, Georgia, Athens, Georgia. Sorry, still trying to wake up. Haven't had any coffee yet this morning. Then they're going to hit New Orleans and then Houston. More summer tour dates are on the way. So if you are in those areas, I would check those guys out, pick up the new album. I will probably wait to buy it from them so that way I can give them a little extra cash, as I like to do, and help kind of pay for some of their gas money and different things like that. So. As I said earlier at the beginning of the show, I saw the Killers last night in Davenport at the Call Ballroom. Kind of funny is that I hang out with a lot of people, I guess. You know, my time at the college radio station where I worked at, you rub elbows with a lot of people that go off and do work in media. And it happens that I hang out with a lot of folks that are journalists and reporters, specifically from the Iowa City Press-Citizen. And while we were at the show last night, we ran into Kyle Munson, who was the guy they were talking to him. And I walked up, and they're like, "This is our coworker. He works for the Des Moines Register, Kyle." And I'm like, "Kyle? Kyle Munson? Didn't you interview me for that podcasting story that you ran?" So that was kind of neat. We kind of talked, and we actually got to meet face-to-face. And I'll see the guy. We're actually going to be doing a live show on the same radio station that I work at. We're going to be doing a live show from Des Moines, and Kyle's going to be one of the guests on that show. So, but it was a good chance to kind of talk to him. He had a chance to interview he was there covering the show for the Des Moines Register, interviewed the band, and it was kind of neat because he was just like, I got to hang out during sound check, and they've got a couple new songs coming up. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So kind of get that rundown, and it was well worth the money spent. I mentioned on that last mobile driving, as Don Dealey said, all boring as hell podcast, that was a pricey ticket, but Tegan and Sarah opened up, and they were really good. I really enjoyed them. A lot of people, I don't think, really knew exactly who they were until they sang the song, you know, Walking with a Ghost, which I like that song, but the rest of the stuff was really good. But the crowd was just kind of like, yay, okay, that's great. Where are the Killers? But I definitely enjoyed that. And I don't know, maybe I guess if you watch the OC, maybe you're just like, oh, that's that band, yeah, as you're sitting in the crowd and didn't know a clue as to who was singing. But the Killers, They were great on stage, just in terms of presence. They weren't like jumping up and down and, you know, and everything. The lead singer, he has a presence, but it's not very arrogant. He's a showman, and I really appreciated it. I didn't mind paying the money that I did to see the show. It was spectacular. No doubt about that. It was, you know, they're really good guys. And the guitar player is an Iowa native. Thank you. Yeah? Did you know that? Uh-huh. Now you do. So, let's keep on rolling here, and I'm going to go back to a band that I mentioned not long ago. This is off of their album, Two Conversations. It's the Appleseed Cast. I told you I'd be playing more of them. And I'll tell you a little more about them coming up. But right now, the song's called The Fight Song, and this is Radio Zoom. With the song Fight Song. It's off of their album Two Conversations, and you can find out a little bit more, not very much more, theappleseedcast.com. Theappleseedcast.com. I told you how I saw them at Gabe's. This is going to be a couple weeks ago now? Yeah. Man, time flies. That was April 22nd when I saw them at Gabe's. And how do I know that? It's because I'm looking at the tour dates for the Appleseed Cast right now. They are also going to be in the Southeast region of the United States here coming up. Memphis, Tennessee on May 11th. Then they're heading through Nashville, Atlanta, Wilmington, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Wallingford, Connecticut, and let's see, the swing through Pennsylvania, Michigan, and then back through to Champaign, Illinois, coming back through the Midwest. They are on tour right now. I think that they are they're hoping to try and get signed to a label, as far as I understand. That's at least the impression that I got, and I talked to the guys when they're in town, said I'd love to help you out and just kind of give you guys some exposure as much as I possibly can, and do this whole wonderful podcasting thing that we do. So, or that I do, because we love to do it, and hopefully you enjoy them, and who knows, maybe somebody out there down the line will check them out and definitely dig it, and it will be somebody important at some sort of music label or something like that, and they will get what they've been looking for, searching for, and all that fun stuff. Let's see, I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm gonna throw two songs at the end of this episode, and then just, you know, walk away, so no more of me yakking once the music plays. Not a lot to really inform you about. Once again, radiozoom@gmail.com. If you want to send, you can send me email there. You can send your audio comments, and send your songs. If you want me to play your music on my podcast, I can do that. I would do that. That's totally cool. A couple different things. I have been listening to some of the other folks out there doing things. Jason at Hardcore Insomnia made a mention of my podcast, so I'll make a mention of his. He actually played some Troubled Hubble. I was kind of impressed because he started playing the song, and I was like, I know this. Why do I know this? How do I know this? Because quite often he plays a lot of different stuff that that I wouldn't necessarily seek out or that I normally really get into, but I always enjoy listening in. Then, of course, Tim over at Radio Clash, I'm still listening to him, and I think that he's still listening to me. So, hey, dude, how you doing? And not a lot of other things going on. I still listen to a lot of the same old things, and it's good to hear. And I've actually got some different things coming up with my feed. I'm working on some things. I don't have a lot to tell you right now, but there's going to be some changes in the horizon. There could be a complete change in the feed, so keep an eye out for that. Watch the website, which I've been doing some cleaning up of, so that way it looks better when a lot of people are linking to the page that's on my website. As I've said in the last mobile podcast, I'm trying to get to the point where I'd like to set up its own domain and stuff like that. I don't have a lot of time, nor do I have a lot of the funds, hence the little thing at the beginning, thanks and courtesy to my brother Matt, who got my two of my nephews and my niece together. I'll play this for you really quick. This is at the beginning here.
What's Radio Zoom? I don't know, but does he make any money off of this? That's stupid.
Yeah, those kids, aren't they just spectacular and cute and great? So if you think that you'd want more for me in terms of what I could do for you and with this podcast, you know, drop me a line, because let me know if you're into this, what I'm doing and trying to provide for you. I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing this all in vain or if you think that the changes that are on the horizon, because what I want to do is I want to do more web-based type stuff, so that way people on the web can just surf in and listen easier. Makes it easier for me to post, because I'm doing it kind of the hard way right now, and that's going to change. So keep that in mind. Watch for it. I'll send a little update down the feed, so that way I can remind you to update your feed if things change that route. But the website, the web page, will change here in the not-so-distant future, just when I get spare time. Speaking of spare time, I can tell you right now in a brief Radio Engineering 101 update, within the next few weeks I could experience putting in an FM digital transmitter, and I know I've been talking about it for a while, but it sounds like the timeline's changed for us, and so it's going to be some late nights. That's all I can really say. I don't know what to expect. I've never done such a thing, and it's going to be an adventure, and with hope, I will not injure myself, because as some people tell me, that's a bad thing to do. So I'm going to wrap this up with a couple different tracks, and it's going to be bands that really don't exist anymore, but the second one hasn't existed for a while, and I've played them before, so I'm going to play a track by Hum to wrap this whole show up. It's going off of their first album, Electra 2000. I'm going to play the song Winder, so that's coming up, so get ready for that one. We'll rock it out a little bit to get out of this episode, but this right here that I'm about to play for you is by the band Hey Mercedes. And I know I've played them before, but on my iPod, and I've actually got my running shoes on. I'm going to go running here in a little bit. As soon as I finish this up, I'm going to go running, come home, shower, and then I'll head down to the station. When I went running the other morning, Hey Mercedes came up a few times on my iPod, and I'm running, and you kind of start thinking about different things besides the monotony of your feet pounding the pavement. And I thought, oh man, I wonder what Hey Mercedes is up to. Maybe they're touring or something. And so I pull up their website when I get home, see if, maybe where they're at, see if they're going to be in the general area, because I like them. I've never seen them before. I've always enjoyed their music, and I thought, maybe they'll be coming around, and I pull it up, heymercedes.com. I'm like, great. After 4 years and 367 shows, Hey Mercedes will be saying goodbye in 2005. This is a mutual and amicable decision, and we feel that at this moment, it is the correct one. We will be doing a farewell show in Chicago on April 23rd at the Metro, and we will be releasing one last EP on Grand Theft Autumn Records at that time. We'll keep this website up and running, frequently update it with cool audio and video downloads, and of course, news on upcoming events. Thank you everybody for your love and support over the years. Please comment on the message board and send us email. We'll try and respond to everything individually or on the wire. Thank you again. It's been a blast. Damon, Todd, Bob, and Mike, formerly now known as Hey Mercedes. That makes me really, really sad. So I figured I would play this song to kind of kick it off. Not kind of kick it off, but, it's my homage. And maybe I'll play more of their music down the line. But you know what? If you dig this track, get the rest of their music, because it's really good. It seems like every song that I've heard of theirs is just like, I like it. And each one, I just don't have any favorites. It's just all generally really good. So here they are. This is off of their album. I can't remember now. But it's actually off of their first EP. And the song is called The House Shook. Another edition of Radio Zoom. Check it later. Adios. Storm before me. Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Otterhurst.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@otterhurst.net. You can also check out more on the web, otterhurst.net. Radio Zoom.